It is a true honor to have both of these esteemed guests return to our stage, especially at this particular moment in history for our country and the world. And so with that, I ask that you give the warmest of warm 92nd Street Y welcomes to Ray Dalio and David Rubenstein.
How long did it take you to write this book? How many books have you now written?
Four,
okay. And how long does it take to write a book like this?
This is research that I've done over a long period of time. So putting it together and getting it out, you know, I would say a part-time basis, maybe over a year.
Okay, so you built the biggest hedge fund in the world. What's the relative pleasure of building the biggest hedge fund in the world versus writing a book that's a bestseller?
You know, as you would know probably, it's a stage in life thing, you know? There's a stage in life where, you know, you compete and you build something, and then there's a stage in life where you're passing things along, you know? So at this stage in life, you and your way, me and my way, it's a great, great joy to be able to pass along what I've learned. So I'm loving it.
Okay, so this book is designed to make people feel good or to scare people?
Neither. I wanted to convey the mechanics, the cause-effect relationships, so that people can understand what's going on and then navigating it. I think it's a book that will make people worry. But I have a principle, which is, if you worry, you don't have to worry. And if you don't worry, you need to worry. Because if you worry about something, then maybe you'll prevent what you're worrying about.
So when did you decide to become a writer as opposed to just an investor? I mean, a lot of great hedge fund investors just keep sitting in front of screens and so forth. When did you say, I want to do more than sit in front of screens? Was that a couple years before you decided to exit Bridgewater?
No, it was maybe 35, 40 years ago. What I learned was that whenever I was making decisions, if I would pause and reflect and write down the criteria that I would use to make that decision, it would make me think more deeply about it. And then I learned that I could put those into code and then backtest them so I would know how my decision-making would work. And so right from then, 35 years ago, that's how really I built Bridgewater, was to, what are the criteria, test the criteria over a period of time, and then form a game plan. So I'd say 35 years ago, I've written down, I call these things principles, I've written down probably, you know, I don't know, 1,000 of them or something.
So for those who haven't followed the hedge fund world, you're from Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
You went to Long Island University.
Mm-hmm.
You would say you were not a superstar in high school.
On the contrary.
But you did very well at Long Island University, and eventually you got into Harvard Business School. And you started your career, and your career almost went south when you punched your boss in the mouth, right?
No, that was when my opportunities began. I got fired.
Okay.
When I got fired, then I started.
All right, so you got fired, you started your own firm.
Yeah.